Bursting onto the Southern literary scene in 1998 at the age of 55 with first stories and then the novel The Long Home, William Gay published four books, three novels, and the story collection I Hate to See That Evening Sun Go Down. Readers and critics were astonished. Here was a writer with the power of William Faulkner, Cormac McCarthy, Harry Cruz, Barry Hanna, Flannery O'Connor, and nobody had ever heard of Gay. For 40 years, he had been working in construction and reading and writing in seclusion in Hohenwald, Tennessee. Suddenly, his work was everywhere. Magazines and story collections vied for it, and committees were lining up to give him prizes, the William Peden Award, the James A. Michener Memorial Prize, and then a Guggenheim. On February 23, 2012, Gay died. Recently, this little book of two short stories has surfaced, published by an unknown press, Wild Dog Publishing, in Brush Creek, Tennessee. Both these stories have the poetic lyricism and the dark force readers came to associate with Gay's fiction. In Wittgenstein's Lolita, a McCarthy-esque story, the protagonist, Rideout, lives alone in a cabin in the woods. His wife has died violently. He was suspected, but cleared. Now, Rideout's dog is missing, and he walks through black woods to a neighbor's place to inquire and meets Rebecca Faust, with long red hair, quote, that caught the light like hammer marks in soft copper, end quote. Rebecca has, quote, a fading bruise at the corner of her left eye, cerise where it began, and fading to the faintest of blue above her cheekbone, end quote. Albert, Rebecca's husband, when he returns from working on Mississippi River barges, beats her, quote, reappearing with his sudden gifts of violence like souvenirs he'd picked up in these exotic ports of call, end quote. Rideout and the reader know that she, Faust, is trouble, to be avoided, not to be entered into a bargain with. She is attractive. His loneliness is so profound, he has trouble communicating. Quote, conversation was a burden of such weight that he could still pick it up, but he couldn't carry it very far, end quote. She is unusual, singular, a self-described poet with worn and tattered cartons of her poems, Vanity Press volumes, unsold, of course, stored in a back room. Rebecca is a romantic, intense, looking for love and escape from Albert. She tells Rideout she wants, quote, somebody who loves you so much they just won't ever quit on you, absolutely no ambivalence, end quote. She wants a man who would follow her to the grave and into it and back. As the story ends, Rideout must decide whether he is that lover. The other story, The Iceman, is a short comic gem reminiscent of As I Lay Dying. The narrator, Yates, hitches a ride on an ice delivery truck with a very hungover Iceman. So drunk the night before, he had blacked out. Farce ensues. The truck sideswipes a farmer with his wagon and team of mules and careens down a mountainside, backwards. Yates is unhurt and leaving when the Iceman remembers that the night before at a dance he killed somebody. Quote, I remember she kept trying to crawl off into the bushes. I kept hitting her and hitting her, end quote. Gay's stories of a fallen world astonish readers. One hopes more of his unpublished work will surface.